Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Guess what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen? I'm juggling. I'm juggling on one leg. Now I'm juggling on no legs because I'm sitting in a chair. And now I'm adding a piece of cheese to the three balls. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Juggling right there on the David Spoon Experience. You know, you can reach the show not by being a professional juggler. No. But by...
You're not authorized to access this area.
Yeah, that's what I said. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, @SpoonExperience. If you want, you can tell me your favorite juggling joke. Is there a juggling joke? I don't know any joke.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to exit the donut.
I don't think there's a single joke that's... Do you have ever heard of a joke on a juggler? I've never heard
of one. I don't think there's been one created yet, Dave.
I'll work on that. A couple things we need to talk about, not the least of which is the Drive for Five. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the sign that we put up on Facebook at KPRZ.com, you have got to see the sign we have. It is so funny. It is hilarious. And here's the dealios from our own Professor X. He is asking that we would create five brand new spanking sponsors for the David Spoon Experience. We already have one person who we believe is going to be one of our Drive for Five sponsors. And here's what you get on the Drive for Five Club. Not only do you receive an incredible amount of radio advertising impact messages for your investment. You know, I like how we use the word investment versus how much it costs you. You know, because we don't do any of that selling stuff here. We just tell it the way it is. You get radio advertising impact messages for your investment. Really, that's for the check or the credit card that you're going to use. Let's just be honest. The downfall to this whole package is I'm going to actually come out and visit you at your location. The plus size, like I already don't know what that is. The plus side of this whole thing is that we were willing to do a remote in this package. So this will actually give you an opportunity to have a remote done at your place of business, which could be really good for you or really bad, depending on what's in the news and what kind of mood I'm in. The other thing is that we're offering special prizes to the five that only the five get, not the least of which is an exclusive five t-shirt. You will also be interviewed, or a representative of your company, interviewed live on the show. We've told you will sleep better. You will also potentially make more money through increased revenues. Your pets will be happier. And I won't pick on your favorite sports team. So, like, I won't pick on the Dodgers.
So if their favorite sports team is the Dodgers, you're not going to pick on them.
Correct. That is correct. And I'm guaranteeing, ladies and gentlemen, that unless the trumpet blows, the sun will come up tomorrow. I'm also guaranteeing that. So if you have an interest in that, there's two ways to do it. You can either call the station or you can email me at davidspoon@kprz.com and we'll work out the dealios, all the little details. I want to give a disclaimer, and I did this the other day. This is not a total ripoff of the Fox News show The Five, which spells out their name where we just use a number. See, they spell out five, F-I-V. We just use a number. So that shows you it's not a ripoff. Who's having more fun on radio than me? Who? I don't. Nobody. No way. So earlier today, I received an email from our wonderful Susie, the extraordinary, our marketing director, social marketing director, social outreach person, the whole nine yards kind of thing. She sent me an email, and it's a website called Pranklopedia. Have you heard of this? Pranklopedia. And what it is the whole site, the whole premise of the site is every day is April Fool's Day. Now, you know, April Fool's Day is coming up. And what the deal is they're talking about, okay, funny, crazy, not mean pranks that you can do. So they created a list, and then I wanted to tell you what happened to me. So we're going to take like 2 extra minutes in this segment and figure it out in another segment or whatever the case may be. So here's a couple of things they suggest you do. This one I thought was rather funny. This is for a mom or a dad. If you're a mom or a dad, what you do is you buy a few pair of underwear or socks that are exactly like the ones that your children are wearing, but that are 2 sizes smaller. And then you put them in their drawer. So you do it on April Fool's morning so that when they go to get their underwear, their socks, the socks are smaller or the underwear is smaller. And you tell them, wow, you've had a growth spurt. That's a good one. I like that. That's good. That's funny. The other one, listen to this. This is kind of a weird one. I'm not sure what to say about this. The night before April 1st, make a glass of orange juice using lemon Jell-O mix. When your child tries to drink the juice in the morning, it will look like normal orange juice, but it won't budge from the glass. It just sits there. So he's like, hey, I can't drink my orange juice. Here's one that I particularly like, though. This is a good one. You got to be careful about this, though, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be careful about this. Let me warn you right now. When your child isn't around, which I'm not sure how you do this, but when your child isn't around, you borrow his or her phone. Now, that's got some problems built into it right there. If he's not around or she's not around, how you get into the phone? Okay, so you gotta be a little smarter than that. But anyway, what you gotta do is you gotta sneak your child's phone. And what you do is you change the ringtone to, like, instead of what their ringtone is, like it's a really cool ringtone, you change it to like a crying baby or a barking dog. Okay. And then you borrow somebody else's phone number, like you borrow a friend's cell number, and you call continually. And they keep getting the wrong number. That's funny. Let me tell you what the church did to me when I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, in care of my friend Brett Desper. I haven't used Brett's name yet to date. But Brett Desper did the classiest thing in the world. What happened? Is this coming through here? Is this are you calling me while I'm telling this? You're classic. Anyway, here's what Brett did. Listen to this. You want to cry? He comes over to my house. I'm in prayer. So it's serious, right? He smashes on my door and goes, somebody just robbed the church. I'm serious. I'm like, what? He goes, somebody just robbed the church.
That's a little mean.
Right? I'm like, what? He goes, hurry up. I'm waiting in the driveway. Now, this is a Flagstaff, Arizona, so you have to be careful when you're driving. I'm like, what? So I get dressed and I jump into the car. Now, listen to what happened. This is church. We have, you know, probably about 150 people at this point. So I jump into the car, and what am I doing the whole way over? Lord, if this person really needs the stuff that they stole, then I pray that you would feed them and protect them and keep them safe. But by golly, Lord, if this is just the enemy, why, I pray that you would take care of, you know, I'm praying the whole way, right? So Brett drives me to, now in our church door, there was 2 doors that opened up into the sanctuary, right? And I get there, and we had neighbors that had an apartment right on top of the church. Now listen to this. The neighbors, as I'm walking out of Brett's car to go into the church, the neighbor goes, Dave, the police were just here. Man, somebody busted into the church and stole everything. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, and I run as fast as I can and I push open the door. The entire elder board, the entire worship band, the entire Sunday school staff, every single 60 people sitting on stage. I walk in the door. They all go, April Fools, all at the same time.
Okay, honestly, now I think it's funny.
The reason that I will never forget that is because I have yet to repay Brett. I have yet to come up or devise my plan. I got to watch Austin Powers again and come up with.
You'll never believe what happened to me today.
I mean, and that's what happened. And the worst part is every single person in the church and every person in my life knew about it but me. And let me tell you, when you first hear that the house of God has been broken into, you just lose it. You just lose it. And that shows you that sometimes you got to wait for things to pan out before you make an evaluation. And underneath your breath, saying nasty things. not impressive to God. Tell you that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. I'm your host, David Spoon. We'll be right back. I promise a giveaway.
Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's time for ACOS the Solutionist. Answers to everything. Brought to you by MyCoolInventions.com. Now, here's ACOS.
Problem. You're racing around, can't find time to go online or go to the store to buy things. Consider the concept of virtual stores popping up all around the world in busy subways, bus, and other mass transit stations. A virtual retailer simply puts up a billboard-style wallpaper on an unused brick wall. It is actually a picture of a shelf that has popular brand name necessities like diapers, detergent, and other household essentials. Each item has a QR code that's scannable from most smartphones. You approach the wall, scan the barcode, and you're virtual shopping. The items are then delivered to your house. You save shopping and online time. Solution? Everyday shopping might actually be robbing me of my time to enjoy shopping time for important stuff like electronics, golf clubs, and other fun things. So maybe this virtual shopping thing is a good idea. Problem solved.
ACOS, the Solutionist. Answers to everything.
This is Brent Ivinson with Ideal Home Lending LLC, and what most homeowners don't realize is that 6 in 10 homeowners are paying 5% or higher, and if you have a $500,000 mortgage, that means you could be saving over $400 a month by calling Ideal Home Lending LLC at 858-549-9090. Ideal Home Lending LLC is a local mortgage banker who can close your loan in as little as 30 days, and if you act now, that means no payments on your new loan until May, and you can take advantage of 30 year fixed rates of 3.625% with an APR of 3.754. That's right, 30-year fixed rates of 3.625% with an APR of 3.754 by calling Ideal Home Lending LLC at 858-549-9090 or to save $400 a month, apply online at idealhomeloans.com.
Loans will be arranged pursuant to a Department of Corporation California Finance Lender Law License 603C821 NMLS 2877.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Ameritas Investment Corp, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi friends, the retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Hey, San Diego is so beautiful. I'm telling you, I having lived in Michigan, let's just be honest. This is a great place to live. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. You know, I got my DDD. For those of you that don't know what DDD stands for, it's Devotional Diamond of the Day. Now, here's the problem.
We're waiting.
Okay, here's the problem with the DDD. You wonder what the problem is with the DDD? I now have accumulated probably 30. So we have to change the name because now it's going to be Devotional Diamond of the Days Gone By or the Past Days or something. It's got to be something like that. I don't know. Trivia, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because we love it. I love doing trivia. You know, one of my favorite things is to do the trivia. Although my wife made a comment that I wasn't, that she's like, are you going to pray with everybody every time they call in the month of March? I was like, yes. She was like, I don't know if I like that. It's like, okay. Well, I appreciate that. And I think her her whole melody in that is understanding that, you know, I'm not trying to overdo it. I just want to pray with people. I like praying with people. It's cool. Okay, let's go for our trivia question. Our trivia question is, what is the longest psalm? What is the longest psalm out of the 150 psalms, somewhere between 1 and 150? One of those psalms is longer than all the other psalms. Which psalm would that be? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473, 866-K-P-R-A-I-S-E. That's P-R-A-I-S-E. What psalm is the longest? Somewhere between 1 and 150 is the longest psalm. It's the psalm that when you started reading it, you thought, is this got more? Is there more to this one? Oh, that's happened to you 100 times. Don't be dishonest. Be honest. You know, you start reading it, and you're like, wow, this one keeps going and going and going. It's like, it's so long. By the time you're like, what, what? And what's really funny is the shortest psalm is super close to it. That's what's really funny about that. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473 is the phone number. Let's see what we want to talk about there. Well, I guess we got to do our devotional diamond because the devotional diamond is really, really cool. And I want to talk about it. And then I also want to do some more giveaways. Oh, so we got somebody that is this Deborah on the freeway. Let's take her because I don't want anything happening to her while she's driving on the freeway. Deborah, are you there?
I didn't say I was driving down the freeway.
You didn't? Okay. It says it says freeway right on my thing.
San Diego.
You're from San Diego. Is this the first time you've heard the show?
Oh, no. I just started listening recently.
Okay. Well, thank you for continually listening. I appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. All right, now we're gonna get to our trivia question in just a second, but before we do, we're asking people, what is it that you're working on? What are you working on so that we can be praying with you and be in agreement with you that it's okay to share? What is it that you want people to be in agreement in prayer with you for? Anything?
Just, spending more time in my word and praying more.
Okay, more devotional time. More devotion. What a great prayer request. Doesn't it seem like sometimes things are so busy, and then you feel like, man, if I spent more time with the Lord, maybe these things wouldn't seem so important. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
I mean, because you know, see, everything seems so important when you're doing it, and then you're done, and you're like going, eh. That was important, but I don't know if it was that important. All right, so here we go, Deborah. Here's the big question. So we got 150 psalms to choose from, right? And we know that there's a short one, you know, three quarters of the way through, but there's a really long one. Which one is the longest psalm that we read in the Psalms?
Psalm 119.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Nice job. Nice job. Very good. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple things to choose from real quickly. You can tell me which of these you would like to get. I got a couple of books for me to choose from. I got four books that you can choose from. Can't have all four, but you can choose any one of them. The first one is called Breakthrough Kingdom Living by Mark Hoffman. The second one is called Start Here, which is Kingdom Essentials by Don Williams. The third one, a new one, by the way, is called Cold Case Christianity by J. Warner Wallace. It's a homicide detective who investigates the claims of the gospel. Pretty interesting. And then the fourth book is called A City Upon a Hill, How Sermons and What the Sermons Were That Changed American History.
Wow. I'll take the first one.
The first one, Breakthrough Kingdom Living, Key Principles to Release God's Kingdom Power, is yours, ma'am. Here's all I need you to do. I need you to hang on. And don't go anywhere. And what I'm going to do is get your name and your number. And then when our call screener comes in, Tony, he's going to call you and then verify that it's you. And then get the book and you together so that you guys can have an experience together.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for calling. God bless you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Deborah. She's hanging on the phone. See, now that's a champion. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to take a moment today and pray for Deborah that she would have an awesome quality time in her devotions with the Lord. You know, we should be praying for her. She's our sister in the Lord. Let's stand by her and support her. I think that's a solid idea. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Seems like everything's going up in price right now, and you've had no choice but to have to nudge pricing up just a bit. Still a great value. The reason for that is everything's going up, right?
That's true, Mark. March 1st was our price increase. We had to do this.
But you're going to do something through the end of March, which I think is really, really nice of you.
Well, Mark, if anybody mentions this ad, we will go ahead and roll back our prices to the previous price. We'll give you a tour. We'll answer all the questions and help you prepare.
Just give them a call, 619-444-3000, and say, I heard Mark and Tony talking about this. Can you give me the pre-March 1st price? And they'll roll back the price for you this month only, all the way through the month of March. Singing Hills Memorial Park. And remember, when you buy in advance, you get some big discounts on property. It makes so much sense right now. 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000. 619-444-3000.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Amen.
Okay. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know what that song reminds me of? Can I tell you a story that happened to me? Let me tell you a story that happened to me. I like telling these stories. These are classic. I have people, I have hundreds of people that can verify these things just in case anybody's kind of like, he's making it up. It's like, man, if I made stuff up, it'd be a lot better than this. One time I was preaching, it was a Sunday night in Flagstaff, Arizona. And have you ever been to Flagstaff? Do you have any idea what's up there?
I have been to Flagstaff. Very beautiful.
Beautiful area, right? 7,000 feet elevation.
That's pretty high up there.
Said pretty high up there. The air is pretty thin, okay? So first, you might talk like this. I mean, it's one of those kind of things where you kind of got to adjust to it or whatever the case may be. But the one thing that Flagstaff has that nobody really is aware of unless you live there. No.
Staffs.
No. No. That's named after a stone, by the way, Flagstaff. But anyway, here's the bottom line. When it thunders and lightnings in Flagstaff, because you're so high up, it thunder and lightnings. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not like, you know, It's not like California where you have a storm. In California, if there's thunder and lightning, and the lightning's within 200 or 300 miles of the city, everybody's like, yeah, everybody's like, oh my goodness, the world's coming to an end. In Flagstaff, when the lightning strikes and the thunder, when the thunder rolls in, and don't be doing country music on that one, but when the thunder rolls in and the lightning strikes and all that happens, you can feel it. You're so high up, it goes, ugh. So anyway, when you were just playing that amen, amen, there's a point to this. So you were playing that amen, amen. One time I was preaching. Okay, you know, I'm telling you. I don't know why the Lord makes me do it, but just put up with it. All right, so I'm preaching one time, and it's Sunday night. And you know, when a preacher gets into it, there's always one or two points that are bigger than every other point in the whole message. It's like the big, you know, it's like the big enchilada. It's like, you know, this is true, and you're just like freaking out. And so I'm preaching. This is absolutely true. So I'm preaching one time, and I said, I had the audacity to say this, ladies and gentlemen. I probably shouldn't have said it, but I said it. I had the audacity to say on a Sunday night, at nighttime, while it was raining and thundering, I said, if Jesus Christ was in this room right now, at this moment, if he was physically doing a revelation transformation in this room right this second, he would tell you that these things are so. And as soon as I said that, there was one of the loudest lightning cracks. It goes, and the whole room shook for a second, and the light flickered on and off for a second in the church. And I looked at everybody, and they looked at me. And you know when you're looking at people and you're not really sure what to say because something just happened, right? And you know it was like, and of course it was just lightning. But you know what I did is they all looked at me, and I looked at them, and I go, see? I go, see? Like, yeah, that was God verifying me. Oh, my goodness. You know, when I get up there and we go through the list of things I've done wrong, my list is going to be so long. It's going to be huge.
People won't be in heaven yet, the people behind you, but they're going to say, hey, Dave, can you speed it up?
It's going to be the Lord's going, this was 17 years and 6 months and 3 hours. This was 17 years and 6 months and 3.5 hours. This is just going to keep going and going. Oh, Yvay. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's a good thing he loves me, because without that love, I'd be lost. Well, that'd be true anyway, but I mean, I'd really be lost. I mean, really, me being over the deep end. Okay, whew, gone. Let's do it. It really happened. I said that, and the lightning strike, and it was so fierce. I'm trying to think if there's any kind of sound effect I could. You know, this really doesn't cut it. It was just like, it was like so loud, and it was just like everything, like kind of, it was like a mini tremor. And then everybody's looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and I go, see? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, all right, here's, I didn't finish yet. Let me finish. What food did Samson eat to become strong? That's not, no more. What food did he eat to become strong? Ron, what food did he eat?
Spinach.
Wrong. Mussels.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
He ate mussels. Okay. All right, fine. What about this one? Which bird on Noah's Ark was a thief?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Come on. The robin. The robin. Because it's robbing people. The robin. There's no buzzing on that.
Stay cool, bird boy.
All right. Are we in a break yet?
Thankfully, yes.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we come back. We're going to do a DDD, and then we're going to do a giveaway. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. If you were hurt in a church, you don't have to stay away from Christians and Christianity. It's okay.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the much-publicized March 31st deadline to apply for the standard fixed-rate reverse mortgage is coming. It's upon us, and this means it's your last chance to apply before the changes take effect. If you or your spouse are 62 or older and you own your own home, beat that deadline. Hi, Mark Larson here from my friends at Aramco Financial. There's still time to access the equity in your home to eliminate your mortgage payments and fund the retirement you've always dreamed of. So to get grandfathered in ahead of the major changes, talk to Aramco today. Give them a call at 866-600-1130. Talk to my friend Mehran Aram, who's one of only a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in California, president of the Aramco Group, and join him, be Aramco Financial's guest, on Thursday, March 21st, 6 p.m., for the next free dinner workshop at the Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in Mission Valley. Call today, 866-600-1130 or aramcofinancial.com.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316. Hey, are you awake? If you're hearing this ad, it's because you're not sleeping. The reason why you're not sleeping is because you need a better mattress. You need a much better mattress. A Better Bed and Furniture Company has got the answer for you. Save on Beautyrest Living Life Fully Charged or any pressure-relieving, sleep-inducing mattress of your choice. So when the sun comes up tomorrow, stop by A Better Bed and Furniture Company located at 5058 El Cajon Boulevard. Ask about the Beautyrest. Tell them you need a new mattress today so you can sleep tonight. A Better Bed and Furniture Company on 5058 El Cajon Boulevard. The Better, B-E-D-D-E-R family, has owned and operated the store, bringing good night's sleep to San Diego since 1991. Sweet dreams.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-689-0410. That's 1-800-689-0410. Call now. That's 1-800-689-0410. That's 1-800-689-0410.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Brought to you by Aramco Mortgage. Thoughts on the new Pope? Next. Hi, Mark Larson here, encouraging you to join the millions of Americans who have moved their life forward with a reverse mortgage. Learn how to eliminate your mortgage payments and achieve peace of mind. Call my good friend Mehran Aram at Aramco Financial, 866-600-1130. See if you qualify for a home equity conversion mortgage or visit him online at aramcofinancial.com. That's A-R-A-M-C-O financial.com or 866-600-1130.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Now that the Catholic Church has selected the new Pope, several things come to mind. First, why does this matter to me, an evangelical Protestant Christian? Well, for one thing, I'm encouraged by what appears to be the Cardinals allowing the Holy Spirit to lead their choice. Not choosing a pope who would come in and throw out the basic truth, such as sanctity of life, and say, well, we've got new focus groups, and here's the newly branded church. Pope Francis, as he's now known, rebuked the government in Argentina for playing God and, among other things, promoting same-sex marriage laws. This pope, back there as cardinal, spoke out boldly. And there's something I also love about the Vatican story. The media experts had it wrong, most of them, despite all their advice and expertise on what the church leaders needed to do to get with the times and change those tired, fuddy-duddy beliefs, such as life begins at conception. And the cardinals said, like Reagan to Gorbachev, well, niet, no, nope. There's one more thing. If having a new pope who is traditional in values causes even more media attention to the things that matter most, the God stuff, well, that's a good thing, too. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Tired
of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
He left as he strode out the door and bid his friend goodbye. He said, no one can count the one as well or fast as I. And if anybody tries, he said, I'm gonna count them down. But his friend cried as he walked away, don't take your ones to town, bird. Leave your ones at home, bird. Don't take your ones to town.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, where you know you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And also follow us at Twitter at Spoon Experience. We're getting ready to set up our next giveaway and then talk about our DDD. I invited our sales manager, Ron, into the studio, but he has decided not to come in to the studio. I do not blame him for not coming into the studio because sometimes...
Oh, this just in from our news desk. He does not relate with Michigan fans. Sorry.
You know, did you tell him that not only through Jesus Christ can he find redemption and forgiveness for his sins, but he can actually find deliverance from his Ohio State connection? Deliverance, kind of like, you know.
You might also find the Los Angeles Dodgers, too, somewhere in there.
Well, okay. You know, if he was one of the five, I wouldn't make fun of his teams. But, by the way, you bet you didn't even know this. Hockey, I noticed you're not a big hockey fan, but hockey, they did a realignment. The Red Wings are moving in 2015 from the West Conference to the East Conference, which is like, okay, they are in Michigan.
Well, wow, that's a
who thought
stretch.
They were on the who thought they were in the West? Who
not me.
Who thought they were westward bound? By the way, there goes Heather Lloyd. Heather Lloyd, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, just got the email. She is taking an elevator down because she was in the window and then she just okay. When did we get an elevator in the studio? They're not trying to set me up, are they?
We have multiple people trying to set you up.
Right. Do you know what the shortest prayer in the Bible is? Not a joke. Do you know what the shortest prayer in the Bible is?
No.
It's in Matthew 14:30. You know what the prayer is? And who is it from? Either one of those? It's from Peter. And here's what he said. Lord, save me. Three words. Lord, save me. You know, I think we would do really good as Christians if we talked less in our prayer and just had a little more faith behind each word. Lord, save me is great. I actually had a great minister, profound teacher, say to me that his favorite prayer of all his prayers was, help, Lord. That is so powerful. It's like, help, Lord, I need your help. Great stuff. Okay, let's see. What do we want to cover today? There's so much stuff to cover. I think we're going to take a pass on going back to the news. Sometimes the news is interesting, and I did think it was good, by the way, that we talked about it in the show yesterday, how that we knew that everybody was going to be jumping on board in the media against the Catholic Church. We knew that was going to happen. We actually said it was going to happen. There was nothing new about that. I was pleased to hear that the position of the Catholic Church is not going to change significantly in any possible capacity regarding abortion or same-sex marriage or things of that nature. But I didn't think it was going to change. It wasn't going to change anyway. I don't know why anybody thought it was going to really change. All right. Here's my DDD. And I got to tell you, what I was going to say, baby, it's a good one. Can I say that? And baby, it's a good one. Baby, it's a good one. There, I said it. Ladies and gentlemen, I can hear a noise in the other room. I'm hoping that the protesters haven't actually gotten through, but perhaps they have. If they have, I just want to say, doesn't matter, I'm not changing. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I call a best of on the DDDs. This is one of the best DDDs I have ever come across for me personally, and it speaks tons to me. It just speaks really deeply to me. It's Psalm 85. Psalm 85. When's the last time everybody read Psalm 85? Raise your hand if there was in the last month. I see that hand. I see that hand. Okay. So anyway, my point is Psalm 85 is a very powerful psalm, and it's only a few words between the verses that I find to be extraordinary in truth. And yet, if you listen carefully, this can be one of those freer uppers. A freer upper is when you hear the word of God and it speaks to your spirit in such a way that you don't feel as burdened in life, but you're freer because the truth sets you free. You see, here's the thing. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, there's some people, they do expositions on shall set you free and this and that and this and that. Here's the bottom line. The truth breaks what? What does the truth break? Anybody got a guess out there? You know what the truth breaks? The truth breaks a lie. Did you know that? The truth breaks a lie. The whole point of Jesus being the truth is to break the lie that comes from the enemy. And here is a truth that will set you free. You didn't think of it that way, huh? There's a reason they call Satan the father of lies. There's a reason they call him the father of lies. Because he lies all the time. Who do you think he's lying to? Oh, he's just lying to the world. Yeah, right. Didn't he say to Jesus himself, if you are the Son of God, do this. If you are the Son of God, do this. Satan lies to everybody, not just to non-believers. He obviously lies to believers too. He proposed his lie to Jesus. So if you didn't catch that in Scripture, I suggest it's time for a reread in Matthew. Okay. Here it is, Psalm 85. Yeah, that was a good piece right there. Here it is, Psalm 85. Listen to this, verse 1. This is a cool portion right here. Listen to this. You showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. No, wait. Stop. Go nowhere. Calm down. Psalm 85. Verse 1, you showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. Now listen to verse 4. Listen to this. Ready? Oh, get ready. Here it comes. Same psalm. Restore us again. Listen to what I said. Psalm 85, verse 1, you restored the fortunes of Jacob. Psalm 85, verse 1, you restored the fortunes of Jacob. Verse 4, restore us again. Listen to what I said. Psalm 85, you restored the fortunes of Jacob. Verse 1. Verse 4, restore us again. Here's the key to today's devotional diamond of the day. God is not a one-time only kind of God. God is not a one-time only. Oh, just this one time, Lord, forgive me. Just this one time, answer my prayers. Just this one time, have mercy. Just this one time, be gracious. Just this one time, bring your healing. Listen to Psalm 85, verse 1. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. Verse 4, restore us again. You know, it's okay to come to the Lord time and time and time again. It's okay to come to the Lord again and again. It's okay if God has restored you in an area and you have fallen, to come to the Lord and say, restore me again. If you're a Christian and you've had a bad experience in churches, and I totally get it because I totally had it, it's not impossible to reconnect. It might be difficult and it might be a process, but it's not impossible. And here's the word. Listen, you restored the fortunes, Lord. Verse 4, restore us again. Do you remember, if you just think back, how the Lord has done so many powerful things in all of our lives, how we tend to kind of have an experience happen, and it's great, and we're really happy, and then something happens, and it kind of steals our joy and takes away all this good stuff. And it's not wrong to come before the Lord again and say, I need your help again. I need your help again. I need your help again. You know, people out there who are struggling with a particularly besetting sin, and I don't have to tell you what that besetting sin is. When I said the phrase besetting sin, it's the one you thought of. It's the one that came to your mind, okay? When you're struggling with that, it's not wrong to come to the Lord again and say, help me again. Help me again. I need help. I need your strength. I need your mercy. I need to be redeemed. You know what's great about the Lord? His compassions, his mercies are new every morning. Every morning, man. When you wake up, the most awesome thing in the world is you wake up. Because when you wake up, God said, let's go again. Let's rock and roll again. Let's do it again. Let's do another day. Let's do it again. Listen to that word. You restored the fortunes of Jacob, Lord, in verse 1. Verse 4, restore us again. Do it again. I need your help again. I need help another time. And don't think that God is a one-time only God. He's not. He's a forever God. And he's a always God. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end. Not sometimes, just when I feel like being with you. He's with us always. That's kind of cool. All right, I think we're at the break, right?
The truth shall set you free.
Okay. That's a little funny for the little segment, but that could work with it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the... I know, but it's the way he says it. It sounds like he says the tooth will set you free. I don't know what that is. What's a tooth? Okay. The tooth will set you free. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience with your host, David Spoon. Is that me, David Spoon? That's what they name you. Right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a doo-cover. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch From Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch From Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Neal here with a message for those of you who would like to save on your mortgage but just don't want to deal with the hassle that maybe you've experienced in the past. Hey, Leslie and I get it. Sometimes the paperwork and personal intrusion is just more than you want to deal with in order to save a few hundred dollars a month or so. But on the other hand, a few hundred dollars a month adds up to a couple thousand dollars a year or more. Don't leave that kind of money on the table. Leslie and I have refinanced hundreds of KPRZ clients, and we've done it with absolutely no closing costs at all. So let's have a friendly chat. Find out how much you can save at these ridiculously low rates. You know we'll take the hassle out of it for you with our superior personal service. We'll even send a notary to your house so you can start saving money right away, and you can do it all from your kitchen table. That's why we've been your trusted KPRZ Mortgage Answer Team for 16 years and counting. Give us a call today at 800-585-3900. That's 800-585-3900. Or you can find us at the top of the KPRZ homepage.
Presbyterian Church of San Diego invites you to listen each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to First Presbyterian Jazz Worship Hour. Led by a group of talented jazz musicians and Pastor Jerry Andrews, this worship delivers an inspiring biblical message. This unique service will uplift your spirit and feed your soul. So listen this Sunday to First Presbyterian's Jazz Worship Hour at 11 a.m. If you'd like to attend First Presbyterian, service times are online at fpcsd.org.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Fill away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Wow!
I'd unravel.
That's what we call a self-descript song. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times, if you notice, that Robo Producer and Robo Paul and myself are in sync. Today, I was not able to catch where Robo Producer was going on that for two reasons. One, because I don't have a brain. And then, that's a good one. I could just stop there, couldn't I? I'm done. Like, yeah. All
right. Jordan plays back. Swoosh. And that's the game.
Yeah. See, now that's
nothing further.
Perfect.
Your Honor.
Perfect. That's perfect. And so I missed that cue. And then two, I keep telling them to close the blinds in here because the reflection right now, what I can see right now, Robo Producer looks like a guy with a hard hat on the building behind me on the 97th floor pouring concrete. Because all I could see is the reflection. Although if I put my hand up, I can see 16 of those. That's kind of cool. Here's a couple things to tell you. Tomorrow, oh man, we got it tomorrow. Dude, we've got the Bill O'Reilly, Chris Matthews Bible showdown. Who comes up with this weird stuff? I must get up at 5 in the morning. It's we're going to do that. We're going to do big-time giveaways tomorrow. I got a couple of really cool DDDs. We got just a bunch of stuff that's really happening. I want everybody to remember that Deborah, when she called into the show, ladies and gentlemen, she asked for prayer. We all should be praying. She wants to have better devotions. What a great prayer. I'm going to pray for her real quickly. Is that all right? Yeah, you don't care, do you? I mean, I'm going to pray just for a minute. I don't want to pray just for her, but for all of us. Lord, in Jesus' name, we just all pray in full agreement with Deborah that in our hearts, in our very beings, that we would want to have more quality time with you and recognize that the time with you is much more important than all the things that the world ascribes to us as important. Help us to keep our priorities straight, that there's no idols in our hearts, but that, Lord, you are always number one, that in all things, Jesus may have the preeminence in our lives. We pray in the name of our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, so anyway, so I just feel that was such a great request on Deborah's part, just because we all need to have that going on. I just think that's a great thing. Do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, the Drive for Five. You've got to see the sign that's on Facebook. It's so funny. It's on KPRZ's Facebook, plus it's also on my personal Facebook, the David Spoon Experience Facebook. You just can't keep talking about that stuff. It's like, whoop. Okay. We are going to be exiting. We're exiting right now. So we're taking, a 22-hour break. We're going to come back. We got the Chris Matthews, Bill O'Reilly Bible shootout. It's going to be so much fun. And we're giving stuff away, and we're doing goofy stuff, and we have a great 2 hours. Why? Two reasons. One, because we hope it's all getting closer. And two, radio between 2 and 4 might as well be fun. Okay, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience and for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Like I said, we'll be back in 22 very short hours. Don't go anywhere.